Hi, I'm Patricia Stallworth, the author of Minding Your Money, and this is Minding Your Money 360 with news, information, and perspectives to empower you to mind your money. It's Thursday, and today on MYM 360, are you letting your emotions make your investment decisions? I bring this up because I recently read an article on CNBC that said that researchers have found some 100 behavioral biases that undercut effective decision-making, such as overconfidence when the markets are increasing, like they are now, and the tendency to go down with the ship when your investments are decreasing because of loss aversion, when the more appropriate thing to do is just to sell the investment and move on. At the end of the article, they talk about new technologies that are allowing financial firms to gauge client emotions. And they do this through facial analysis, plus the usual questionnaires to determine emotion-connected variables, such as a client's risk tolerance. Then software analyzes their facial expressions and provides some insights into emotional reactions. If this all sounds a little bit out there, it might very well be, but remember, we all want to make the most possible money with the least amount of risk, but even though that's true, when asked about our risk tolerance, we sometimes agree to take on more risk than we're comfortable with, and we end up shooting our own selves in the foot. So what's the answer if we don't have a facial analysis to help us out? Well, a good first step is to have a plan for your investments, and then find a way to stick to it. In other words, do your homework, pick the best investments for your purpose or goal, and then instead of going with your gut, make a plan that includes things like at what point you should sell, that is, the price and the time frame, and most importantly, what you should do when the market goes down. The operative word here is market. If the entire market is down, then everything is down, and it's generally not a good idea to panic and sell. But if your individual investment goes down all on its own, that could be cause to worry. But before you hit the sell button, try to figure out why it is down and if you think that it can recover. This is one of the main reasons to only invest in things you understand. Investing is one of the best ways to grow your money, to make it work for you. But it won't just happen on its own. It needs you to make rational, not emotional decisions for you to be a winner. And that's it for today. Got a burning question? Send it to me at feedback@mym360.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @PatStallworth. Thanks for listening. And as always, remember that minding your money really is the path to a richer life. I'm Patricia Stallworth, and this has been Minding Your Money 360, a P.S. Worth production. For more information, visit us at psworth.com/mym360.